episode 2937, Gracious in Victory.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. But sometimes we can get stuck in our own trenches. We feel like we're failing more than we're succeeding. Take a deep breath. Be gracious in victory. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Quick announcement, if you haven't heard, we have a brand new TV show. You can join with us on pray.com. It is incredible. It airs today, actually, 10:30 Central Standard Time, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, and 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. Be there. It's awesome. Yes, I'm still nervous, but you know what? When you start something new, when you're getting out of your comfort zone, right, you're going to feel different. That's not a bad thing. When we fail, we feel different. When we succeed, we feel different. But what if we looked at how we do life and our failures and successes? What if we showed up differently? Victory comes in many forms. Winning a competition, accomplishing a personal goal, or even overcoming a challenge. However you celebrate your failures or successes, be gracious in victory. You know, victory brings about feelings of joy and jubilee, right? You can't help but thinking, smile. Did your NFL teams win? Is who you want going to the Super Bowl? Or was it not so much a victory? I look at the two teams that lost and I'm thinking, yet they still won, right? It's perspective. Now, you may not think failures feel the same, right? But how you choose to respond to those failures can be the difference maker in your life. And I know that's exactly what you want to be in your life, right? You want to impact the world that you touch. You want to be gracious in victory. With any form of success or even failure, the outcome pushes you in one direction or another, right? It moves the pendulum. The temptation to believe that you did it all by yourself can then send you in a spiral with your pride and ego. It's easy to become caught up in our own accomplishments and to let the pride and ego take over, right? It's like, ha, look at me, fluff my feathers. I look really good right now. However, in order to really experience the gift of your success, your achievement, your hard work, the ups and downs, the mountains and the valleys, but when you get to that tippy-tippy top, right? It's important to remain humble and to show gratitude, not just to yourself and to the process, but respecting those who have helped you along the way. Gracious in victory. Proverbs 16, verse 18 says this, "Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall." When you avoid pride and you remain gracious, you not only honor yourself and those who have supported you, but you also set a positive example for others to follow, right? You become a role model. Gracious in victory. Now, consider the influence of your success on others. It's important to remember that everyone has their own battles to fight and their own victories to achieve, right? Everybody has something going on. Have you ever walked up to someone that you don't know, a complete stranger, and said, "Tell me your story"? You know, the people that you see on the corner and they have those signs and like they're like, any money, any form of anything will help. Even a smile I've seen written before. How many of us drive and not even smile at them, not even make eye contact? What if you stopped and said, "Tell me your story"? When you approach your own success with a gracious attitude, you can build bridges and foster positive relationships rather than creating division and animosity, right? Boy, do we not need love in this world today. Kindness. There doesn't need to be comparison from either side. I mean, naturally, we do it, right? Just look at your feed. You just keep scrolling. You keep comparing. We got to let comparison go Isn't it awesome to see someone else succeed? Even doing exactly what you want to do. Don't you want to be happy for them? So how would you feel if you looked at your accomplishments and failures with the same tone? Gracious in victory. What would that do for your confidence? How would that build you up and others? My friend, your influence is greatness if you choose to accept the challenge God has given each of us. We each have our own challenge in this world, what we're supposed to overcome. And there's going to be many mountains to climb. There's going to be many valleys to go through. But when you get to the tippy-tippy top, that beauty didn't come from just you alone. Gracious in victory. You know, love, kindness, humility, and gratitude, they all are hallmarks of your victories, no matter how big or small they may be. And even when you feel like you lost, you still show up as if you won, because you did. My prayer for you comes from Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.